What is pluralism? That all religions should coexist because they are all true for the people who practice them. That there are many ways to God and no religion has access to all truth. But this is the antithesis to what Jesus said, or in contrast, in opposition to what he said in John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Relying on ourselves and thinking we don't need God's help can lead us to pride and self-righteousness. Feeling entitled, not earning what we receive, could cause selfishness. So we continue to confess the next three national sins Ann Lotz, the daughter of Billy Graham, the late Billy Graham, shared in 2017. Father God, we confess that we have succumbed to the pressure of pluralism and our desire to be inclusive so that we honor other gods as though you are just one of many. We confess that we have allowed the material blessings you've given us to deceive us into thinking we don't need you. We confess that we feel entitled to what someone else has earned instead of taking responsibility for ourselves and our families as we trust in you. We thank you that your word speaks the opposite of these things, and that even in 1 Corinthians 1:18, the message of the cross is foolish to those who are headed for destruction, but we who are being saved know it is the power of God. We repent of being ashamed of the gospel and lacking boldness and not praying for it and having confidence and speaking that there is only one way to you, Father God, through faith in Jesus Christ and what he accomplished through his cross work. We pray, Father, and ask for forgiveness for being caught up in our earthly possessions and forgetting to rely on you, Lord. Forgive us for thinking we deserve something that we didn't earn and not being responsible to our families and to ourselves. May we be like Romans 1:16 and be able to say, for we are not ashamed of this good news about Christ. It is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes, the Jew first and also the Gentile. And as it says in 2 Thessalonians 3:10, which says that if anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat. So, Father, you see the sins that our nations, our cities, our county, our country, our state is affected by, and areas in our own lives that we too are dealing with. We pray, God, for forgiveness and mercy, and may justice prevail in Jesus' name.